This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Rigid Roosters podcast. My name is Cody, and as always,
Quit shoving it in my face.
You deserve to have it right in your face.
No.
Okay, you need to have it right in your face.
Every time I move, you
Anyways, like right I was saying, I am joined by my shithead goddess co-host. What is your name?
What is my name, and did you forget?
Yeah, I kind of forgot. I found this strange lady out in my driveway, and I just kind of brought her inside because she looked cold. So,
where's your wife at then?
I don't know.
Hey, it's Heather.
Guys, we are coming to you on Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas!
We are excited to be bringing you some content tonight. We want to try to get some ahead of time.
Also, KC... Chiefs taking the game
today.
Football daddy looking so good.
But yeah, we are recording on Christmas Day. We are excited to bring you some more content today. But first, let's get us a quick check-in out of the way. How are you doing today, Heather?
Today, I am swell. It's Christmas. It was a win. Got to see my football daddy, you know, and all my family there on the screen today. It's always fun when we're all there together. Had a really good Christmas morning with the kids. They always get to go shopping with dad to get mom a gift and then vice versa. And so even Cody was cute and geeking out. He's like, oh my God, you're going to love this one that they got. So, It was a really good day. My biggest surprise, which is what Cody wanted, is money for some tattoo business. So got to hit up my – I've already hit up. Let's, like, fix that. I've already hit up my tattoo guy. Yeah. And in big letters demanded, do not answer until Christmas – or until after Christmas, but I want to get on your books for January. Yeah. So that was good. Today's been a good day.
Okay. Lots how have you time. Been?
For the most part, I want to say, I mean, we're moving and grooving. Been busy. School. It's December's always crazy with everything that's happening. Had a blah day a few days ago that I couldn't put my finger on. I still can't tell you really what set me off, but I knew you could tell. But it was definitely one of those times that I looked at you and was like, I just don't know.
And sometimes, you know, it's like I've said on here, sometimes you'll just have those days.
Yeah.
Where you don't know what is wrong, you just know that something is wrong.
And it's hard. I know we've talked about me being new to depression medicine, but we've also, I guess not on live air, talked about the fact that maybe I've had depression a lot longer in my life, and I had found ways to cope with that, and so, like, I've never realized that that's what was happening or that's what I had done. And so it's so weird to have those blah brain days now, because I've never had them. And so, like, I don't know, it's really wild. Do you get where I'm going?
Yeah, I get where you're going. I'm trying to spin this way to keep you from looking around.
I guess it's because of your eye contact. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So for you guys that listened to last week, I want to tell you, I don't typically listen to our episodes because I kind of hate the way that I sound. But I did listen to last week's and I did hear the disparity between my audio and Heather's. So we've got everything set up a little bit different today. It looks to be a lot more even from what I can see on the screen. Hopefully it's coming through that way into your ears. But just know that we are paying attention to this stuff. We are trying to get it fixed. I think we're going to look at this one mic we've got in here and try to order another one. Mm-hmm. Because right now I am on a handheld mic. And I've got it resting on my chest and it's going to get annoying by the end of the episode. I can already tell. So, we'll try to fix that before next episode, but now continue with your, check-in. So you had your bluff day and you didn't really know why.
Finally, I know, cause you kept checking. It's one of those things where you don't know what's wrong. And I know I do it to you too, but you can't say like what is happening to you. So the constant, I can tell something's wrong. Tell me what's wrong and we can fix it, or let's talk about it. And you're just like, I don't know. Like, there's no good mojo in the dojo.
And in those times, because I've used this line on you before, and you eventually did tell me, I don't know what's wrong, but I just know something is, right? If you'll just tell me that, then I'll drop it.
Yes.
Right? But at first, you kept telling me, nothing, I'm good, nothing, I'm good. Don't do that. Right?
Well, it was just, technically, everything was good. I just... wasn't
good because you weren't good, right?
So, I know. I guess it's because I couldn't pinpoint a reason for it.
Right, but you've asked me to do the same thing for you. If I don't know what's wrong with me, you have asked me to let you know that, hey, I don't know what's wrong, but I do know something is.
You're right.
So you got to give me the same thing.
Well, and eventually I did today, then.
Yeah, not today. It was a couple days ago.
Yeah. So yes, once I did do that, you were like, okay. And so it was just like soft check-ins the rest of the evening, which were a lot less invasive and annoying, with love. oh my gosh.
Keep it right there. Don't fucking move it again. I'm going to throw things at you.
Do not curse at me.
I will when you deserve it.
No.
Okay, just stay right there. I can see one of your eyes. We're good. we're talking to each other, but we're also talking to the audience. So just stay.
I know
just
it's like that. I guess it's like FaceTime, or we're talking on the phone, like you're in North
Dakota.
I'm gonna
get you one of those headset microphones, so that you, no matter where.
Oh my gosh! Could it be light up?
No.
Oh.
Because it's a punishment. It's like the cone of shame. So.
You ruined my life.
Typically.
I'm just kidding. So we're finishing the check-in. Is that where we were at?
Well, I want to go back to that for a second because, one of the things that we have talked about, and fun fact, this is actually the second take on this because we got way off track on the last one.
Way
so we're doing
track.
This again. One thing I want to talk about real quick, though, is that those days, even when you're on your medicine and things like that, depression is not something that ever truly like goes away, right? Because scientifically what depression is it's an imbalance in your brain, right? And that's not just magically zap fixed. Okay, you have to find a way to keep releasing those endorphins, keep those feel good chemicals flowing, keep that serotonin at the level that it should be. So what ends up happening, and I'm not a psychologist by any stretch of the word, but what I can say, and from experience, is that what ends up happening is that even after you have beat depression, it'll still remind you that it's there, right? And it's like, hey, I'm still here. I'm lurking. Just, you got to keep doing what you're doing.
I think that's the perfect example of what it felt like. Or like, because today's fine.
Yeah. And it will be. And that's the craziest thing about depression is that one day you'll be feeling like shit about everything in life.
Mm-hmm.
Next day, it's all sunshine and rainbows, you know? And it's just, it's, you know, and it's like I said, for me,
I lived in sunshine and rainbows
Well, like I said, I think that you have been dealing with this for a lot longer than you think you have. And your sunshine and rainbows was a defense mechanism, right?
I guess.
You know, one thing I just had a light bulb about is that you have lived in sunshine and rainbows as a defense mechanism for so long. Whenever those sunshine and rainbows broke in September and it was not sunshine and rainbows anymore, that's when depression was able to fully rear its ugly head. And that's when you really started having to fight it. I am willing to bet money that that's what it is.
What a piece of shit. Yeah. Why would you ruin somebody's sunshine and sparkle?
Yeah. No, they didn't ruin it. You don't give them that power. They didn't ruin it.
I don't like where you took this episode. It hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
I know.
That's probably what it was.
Man, Dr. Nagamale is going to be pissed.
Well, I don't think she listens to the podcast anyway, so.
You never know.
Yes, she could.
You never know.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, just sometimes those days happen. And, one of the things that we can do is remind ourselves that this is not permanent, right?
Correct.
You know, because we know. We know that the next day or the next day after that is going to be a good day again, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to remind yourself that, hey, this is not permanent. This is just temporary. And for me, it's on days where, typically if I don't hit the gym like 2 or 3 days in a row, then I'll have one of those pretty bad days. And so I've got to remind myself that, hey, all I got to do is go to the gym. And then I'm going to feel better, right? And typically when I do that, it won't bring me out of the funk that I'm in, but it'll start
to get you there.
It'll make it manageable.
Yeah.
Right? So we just got to find you something like that, something where you can remind yourself that, hey, this is maybe the reason why I'm feeling like this. I can deal with this. Tomorrow's going to be a better day.
Yeah. I know that. I mean, and I had that whole thought in my brain, mm-hmm. but it was just like I couldn't get it to come out in regular right. form or whatever, like in right. a form that was a before normal Heather.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just what I just said. It's not going to be a fix, right? It's not going to bring you out of that funk, but it is going to help you to realize that, okay, this is not forever. This is just
correct.
Temporary, and just to keep that in mind, which I don't know that you've ever thought it was forever, for me, for me, I mean, there have been times of worry where it's like, I feel like that for 3 or 4 days in a row. And I'm like, fuck, is this what life is now? And then I have to remind myself that, no, this is not forever. This is only temporary. And everything's going to be fine, So, for you listeners out there, just find your thing, find what gives you that serotonin boost and hold on to it. Do what you need to do to take care of yourself.
Do the 11 billion hobbies that you want to do, mm-hmm. because why not?
Yeah. Start every hobby that there is and you'll find one that takes off that you love. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what's okay. You give me a little bit of a check-in.
I'm doing good. My brain has been great. My medical health, is not doing real great right now. It is Christmas Day. I've been real excited about food all day long and I have not been able to eat a meal all day. I'm trying to just drink water right now because that's about all that I can, swallow. So for those of you that don't know, I have some sort of medical condition with my esophagus where it, seems to be shrinking by the day. I've got to go in and get it scoped and then get it stretched out, and right now it's to the point where food, I'm not able to get through a meal without, then this is going to be gross and I'm sorry, but I'm not able to get through a meal without vomiting. And now it's to the point where even drinking, it seems to be like whatever I drink just ends up coming right back up. So that sucks. It's only been like that for today, though. Yesterday, I was able to eat a full meal and keep it down. So, I mean, it's just day to day. Some days it's worse than others. But yeah, I got to go get that checked out, and hopefully after the first of the year, we'll get that knocked out. But for right now, I'm just going to kind of deal with it. So
yeah, we're going to get it taken care of.
Yeah,
because 2025 is going to be all kinds of different, and mm-hmm. it will be handled.
Yep,
we're done with that.
So. We're going to get to our thoughts on this year and the new year here in just a little bit. But for right now, what we wanted to do is we want to give a little bit of advice if we can. And we have a little bit of experience in this area that we're going to talk about. So we want to kind of share what we've learned. So in that area is either dating someone that's not in the lifestyle for those of you that are in, or for those of you that are not in the lifestyle and wanting to date someone in the lifestyle. How do we go about that, right? How do you go about making that work? Because for people out of the lifestyle, life is different than it is for us, right? The communication is different.
100%.
The activities are different. I mean, your day-to-day life is different, right?
Well, even simple things. And everybody needs to remember that our experiences are our own. We're not advising anybody about anything. We're just sharing life.
Yeah. We are not lawyers. This is not legal advice.
Yes, correct. You know, have a new friend, and we got like a preview of our family picture. Mm. And for me, I just sent it, you know, like, because I mean, we've seen all kinds of other things, and you know, we know about each other's spouses, and we talk about each other's spouses and kids and stuff. He was really taken aback that was shared, and so and he didn't say it like in a mean way, but it was just like, it was different.
He was surprised, taken aback.
Okay, there you go, surprised. And so then I was like, oh shoot, I'm gonna make a, and I'm so glad I remember. It was one of the things that I like earmarked to come back home and talk to Cody about, like, hey, we should have some kind of talk about this, because here I, you know, like, I'm in this situation, and what do we do?
So let's start with, if you're in the lifestyle and you want to date somebody out of the lifestyle, how do you go about it, right? And for me, I know that the most important thing is open discussion about what to expect, right? Realistic expectations going into this. So, you know, and I can only speak on my experience with, you know, just the handful of girls that I've talked with. It's, the number one thing is, are you really married, and is your wife really okay with this? And yes is the answer every time. Mm-hmm. And then I get into discussing, this is what our life looks like. If you choose to pursue this, this is what our relationship will look like. And, you know, 90% of the time, the women out there don't want to do that, right? They don't want to either go with that model, or they don't want to respect it. And that's why, you know,
or they're scared. Don't take away that fact.
We could say the same about men, but I'm not going to. I mean, really, if you're having the discussion, you can be nervous and you can be scared, but you still have to respect the ground rules and things like that. I know that I have had to deal with a lot is people asking that question and saying, yeah, I'm on board. You know, that sounds fun, because I'm only in this for fun, right?
Yeah.
I'm not in this to have a girlfriend. I'm not in this to have another romantic relationship. So they're always like, you know, that sounds fun. You know, great, let's do this. And then the discussion will continue for a couple of days. And, well, I just don't know that I'm comfortable. I think I would want to keep you to myself or something like that. And no, instant red flag, instant block. We're not talking anymore.
Yeah.
Because I'm not dealing with that, right? If you're not going to respect what I've set out and say, this is how this is going to work. If you're cool with it, great. If not, tell me. We can go our separate ways, right? So just real clear discussion of expectations and ground rules to start, right? And I'm not saying make it like super rigid, but I am saying make it, have a discussion with your partner, whether that's your wife, your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, whatever it is. Have a discussion with your partner and say, what are you comfortable with? And then build off of that, right? And if this new person is not interested in following those building blocks, then they shouldn't really be around.
Yeah. They're going to be more trouble than they're worth.
Right. So for you as a polyamorous woman, mm-hmm. does that look different?
Remind me of the question.
So, you know, I said that you lay out clear discussion of uh-huh. expectations and boundaries, basically. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that different for a polyamorous woman dating outside of the lifestyle?
No, I'm still super upfront about everything. I find, though, men read nothing. I mean, I guess I could say the same for women.
Women are the same way.
I love reading the bios, but that's because it's the funny people that, like, get my attention, you know? So, like, that's what I'm looking
I have
for.
Had, like, last hitch alone, I had, I think it was 5 different ones mm-hmm. that swiped. We had a good conversation for one of them was a full day.
Yeah.
We talked for a full day. She was smoking fucking hot. I was thinking, fuck yeah, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I was in this little BFE town out in the middle of fucking nowhere, North Dakota, and I found this smoke show, right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, hell yeah, this is awesome, right?
Yeah.
And then at the end of the fucking day, after a full day of texting back and forth, it got a little hot and heavy there a couple of times. She was like, oh, fuck, you're married. I say that literally the first fucking line of my bio is, I am married.
Yeah.
Right? Like, come the fuck on.
And it's funny now, though, not funny, I don't know. The lifestyle is becoming more prevalent out here in Oklahoma.
It's becoming more mainstream everywhere.
It is. You know, I mean, it really is. Yeah. So, like, we are seeing more. I guess it's the people that are looking for different scenarios and different, you know what I'm saying? They're the ones that are reading the profiles.
Yeah.
I guess that's the difference.
Right.
The people that are just swiping or whatever are looking to hook up first.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, yeah.
You know, but it does.
So that's where it's different for me and you. For you, that would be something that you could do. For me, I build on connection and vibes. And, I mean, it can start off of a goofy-ass dad joke, but it's got to build something first for a minute.
So in order for this person to maintain your interest, how do you go about letting them know that I am married? You know, this is a real thing. And these are my boundaries.
Well, again, it's in my, I mean, as far as the married part, it's in my bio. And then if it's not asked in the first question or two, I'll make sure that they understand that I am married.
Yeah.
That we, you know, practice ethical non-monogamy. And that's what our what our dynamic is. And are you interested in continuing? I think I've said on different episodes where I've had one ask for more information, but then bow out, which was really cool.
Yeah.
I've had some. I really haven't had anybody come up and be like, slut, or you know, like a mean.
I've had a couple.
Have you?
Yeah, I've had a couple of girls that will say that, and it's North Dakota girls that will say that, and they're there's something about those girls up there. They're off, but.
maybe they're a little more prude, I guess.
No, they're a little bit more upfront about what they're thinking. I mean, they don't hold any punches, right? And okay. I had one call me a cheating piece of shit.
Oh, holy Hannah,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, and I was like, you have no idea who I am or what is going on.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
I'll give you my wife's phone number. You can call her and talk to her about it.
But you know that probably means that they were cheated on.
Right, but you can't.
You can't go after somebody like that. You're right.
The lifestyle becoming more mainstream, you can't just assume that everyone in the lifestyle is a cheating piece of shit. Now, I will say there are people that are in it for the wrong reasons. And,
correct.
You know,
I was just about to say that.
But in the same hand, like if somebody is willing to upfront say, hey, the first thing you're going to read about me is that I am married and that she knows that I do this, right? That's the very first thing you're going to read about me. So if I'm willing to do that, is the chance higher or lower that I'm cheating on her, right? You know, and that's one thing that I tell all of them. Like, if you know, they ask, does your wife really know about this? Yes, and I'll give you her phone number. You can call her, text her, whatever, and talk to her all about it.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm very upfront and open about that. And I know that there are some people that aren't, and to those guys, you're giving us a bad fucking rap, so stop.
For real.
Yeah, like...
The lifestyle is all about communication, so just... freaking open up your mouth ask.
In my opinion, it's all about being a decent human being too. Like we can't, I think it's our, not mine and yours, but as people, it is our responsibility to kind of weed those people out, right? Because there are some people that do get the wrong idea. You know, oh, this just means that I get to have all the sex that I want to have and all this, like, and that can be what it means, but at the same hand, if you're just going about it in all the wrong ways, you're giving us a bad rap. So it's our responsibility to kind of weed those people out and educate people about how people truly are in
correct, because swinging or polyamory or being anything in the lifestyle is not is not the same as cheating.
Right.
Like, that's the big takeaway that people are still so surprised. Like,
consent and communication are the two biggest things that you're going to hear. You know, you will not see a couple at, like, an older couple at any kind of swingers function or anything like that, that is unhappy. And the reason for that is both of them are consenting to being in the lifestyle. Both of them are consenting to what is happening, and both of them participate, right? One of the things that I hate to
see. Well, and don't say this. There are some. I know there is a couple that there's one person that doesn't participate, but thoroughly enjoys going and watching their partner do their thing.
So they are participating through watching. They consent to it. They're participating through watching and through. And that's totally fine. Yeah. Everybody has their different ways of participating, right? But they are still participating by watching.
Yeah, I feel you.
But it's the people that will come to this, you know, the come to the club single, right? Uh-huh. Even though they're married, they'll come to the club single. Well, she just couldn't make it tonight. Well, could she really not make it tonight, or are you making the choice to not bring her along?
That's why you start with clubs that are vetting people for real.
Yeah. And
For real, guys, be safe. Don't just
go to some random fucking club. Mm-mm. And, you know, especially like newer clubs. I try to stay away from newer clubs, right? If somebody tells me, oh, this place just opened up, because there was a guy telling me about one that just opened up in Kansas, in Wichita, because he lives there.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, man, I just heard about this. You guys should come up and check it out. You know, it's right down the road from me. You know, you guys might have fun. Well, if it's just opened up, it's brand new, chances are I don't want to be a part of it, right? Unless I know the people that are running it.
Exactly.
A part of it, you know, just because they haven't had time to be established. They haven't had time to really make a name
for themselves. Well, you know what? We're big on, I haven't really thought about, like, had this conscious thought. We're big on reviews. So, like, if it's our people saying, oh, this is a good time, you need to go here. We're going to try that out.
If it's our people in the lifestyle saying this, right? Correct. This was a guy that's not in the lifestyle, but he had just heard about it. So that's one of those that, I'm staying away from that. But if it's somebody in the lifestyle that's telling me, hey, we went to this, or if it's several people that say, hey, we went to this, we had a really good time, you guys should go check it out, then fuck yeah, let's go. Yeah. But if not, if it's somebody outside of the lifestyle that just heard of the club, then chances are not for me. You know, and the like Club Eden in Oklahoma City, I know a lot about that club. I've never fucking been, but that's because people in the lifestyle talk about the clubs. Uh-huh. We talk about our experiences and how things go there, and we know what kind of place it is, right?
So, and no hate, just not our gig.
Yeah, no hate. It's just, you know, it's one of those things where you find out about a place before you go. Mm-hmm. If it's somewhere you want to go, you go. If not, then
you don't. And we just didn't.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we've talked a little bit about, you know, kind of boundaries and things like that. I think that you do a very good job of picking people to stick around that are going to respect those boundaries, right? For the most part. for the most part. But let's say, let's take it in a different direction. You know, you have somebody that's never heard of this stuff before. They've never been introduced to it. They've never been on that side of TikTok that we found ourselves on back 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So they've never even dipped their toes into this, right? Do you just kind of info dump on them and just give them everything, or do you kind of like trickle feed?
No, I trickle feed. I lead them into it. And like I said, for the most part, if the conversation can keep a sense of humor to it and it progress that way, then it for me seems to move easier into conversing about deeper stuff or whatever. Yeah. So no, I don't info dump.
I think that there's so much information
about
who we are and what we do that it would almost be detrimental to info dump.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. And like it makes me nervous when that happens, when people overload me that much and I'm like, oh no, this seems like it's going to be drama, you know, and that's not what I want.
this seems like it's going to be too much.
So correct. Yeah, I guess it would be just a trickle. But like I said a second ago, first, second, third, you know, a couple sentences in, you can be like, okay, so just to make sure you saw I'm married, right? So I try to make that's one of the top things. We might flirt, whatever, for a minute, but then it's like, hey, before this goes any further, married.
Yeah, you need to know this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you have someone that shows genuine interest in learning about the lifestyle, even though they're not in it, does that make you more nervous at first or relieved?
Huh. I've never thought about it. I don't know. My last one was not in the lifestyle, and a current possibility is not in the lifestyle necessarily. You're making me like self-reflect here.
The reason I asked this question is I had one that was, she was very interested in the lifestyle, but she almost took it to an extreme, right? And we had been talking for like 2 or 3 days, mm-hmm. right? And she was saying, you know, you can take me to the clubs, you can slut me out. But she had never been in the lifestyle. But she's talking about me taking her to a club and just watching her have sex with everybody and doing all this. And she's trying to go overboard with with what she thought I was interested in, right? And I am very interested in that. Like, don't get me wrong. That sounds,
no, it's,
that
but
sounds
it's like
great.
That. It's like that one kid that hasn't come out of the closet that's like they're calling out.
I don't know. I don't think that's it. What
you don't
I think,
think
it was,
so?
I think it was, what I think it was is she wanted more out of that than I was willing to give.
Oh.
I think that she saw me. She got to talking to me for a couple of days, and I'm fun to talk to. You
yeah.
know? But she got
and
to talking.
I kept you around for 13 yeah. years.
She got to talking to me for, it was like 3 days. Yeah. She got to talking to me for like 3 days. And then she found out that, you know, that's what we do.
Uh-huh.
She did a bunch of research on into it. And she thought that was what I was interested in. So she's going to play this character that is
okay.
all about
okay.
that.
Yeah.
Because she had never said anything like that at first, right?
But so then, there's an extreme that got taken
right,
to that
it,
almost.
It got taken to, you know, kind of normal conversation with a little bit of sexy stuff uh-huh. thrown in. To now it's full on this
BDSM kink bondage
yeah.
all of that yeah.
yeah and you know she's right out the gate as soon as I wake up in the morning this filthy slut and is that all day long which
yeah.
for the first you know 6 hours I'm like fuck yeah this is great
yeah
but then something clicked in my brain I'm like okay this is a character that she's playing this mm-hmm. is not her
yeah
right and I point blank asked her hey are you saying these things because you think this is what I want to hear. And it was radio silence for like 6 hours after that. And then aww. Finally, right as I'm going to bed, she's like, yeah, that was kind of what I was doing because I'm really interested in you. Well, you can be really interested in me, but I'm interested in an actual person,
yes.
right? I don't want to talk to a character.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to.
I mean, we can do that now. We can do that on AI, yeah. you know? Like.
I don't want that. I don't want the expectation to be built up that this is who I'm talking to. And then when the time comes, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Right. And it, you know, I'm not saying I'm against the filthy sluts 24/7. If
sure.
you're out there and you're listening, hit up my DMs, you know what I mean? But,
Chihuahua.
Yeah. But I don't want it to be a character, right? I want genuine people
yes.
in my life, you know? And so that is a behavior.
And do you know that's a really surprising fact for some people that are not in the lifestyle that are hearing about it?
Really?
It is, yeah, that we're not all just like douchebag frat bros.
Oh, they're just sex 24/7?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, now, to give those people credit, I have sex on my mind all day, every day. There might be a problem with me. But at the same time, I know how to hold a conversation that's not just about
there's
sex.
So many problems. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
I know how to have a conversation that's not just solely about sex.
Correct.
Right? So, you know, there's a switch there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not saying that either one of those is a character, but that's I know when to introduce those topics and when not to, right? But yeah, that's behavior that I've kind of learned to look out for is if I mention, you know, or if you know that we're in the lifestyle and you come to me one way, but then all of a sudden it's completely different. Well, this might not be who you really are. Right. So that's kind of something I'm a little bit guarded against whenever I'm talking to anybody, you know, is this who you really are, or is this a character that you want me to believe in order to get a little bit further? Right.
It's just so weird hearing your stories compared to mine.
Yeah.
Being like the platforms and stuff that we use the same ones.
Yeah. It's a lot different for guys than
it
is for women.
Yeah. It really, really truly is.
Yeah.
Even the one that I'm like talking to,
mm-hmm.
he's brand new and he was like, I had like 5 and I'm like 3,200 and it, you know, like.
Yeah.
It's, and everybody's down, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah.
Your husband's down, I'm down,
great.
You know?
Yeah.
yeah. So, it's weird hearing your perspective when mine is like the complete opposite.
Oh yeah, well, I'll have to reactivate my Tinder and I'll go through this hitch cuz I'm only working a 10-day hitch this next time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go through this next 10 days and we'll compare. Well, do you still have it?
No,
or did you
get
rid
no,
of it?
We took
okay,
it off,
well,
yeah.
I'll do screenshots at the end of every day.
Okay.
And I'll show you where my like count is and all that stuff. And we can kind of go over that maybe on a future episode.
He won't care. I can start mine back up too then.
Yeah.
And
I'll just show you as just for to show you what it
shits
is
and
like
gigs,
a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I feel like I'm a pretty attractive man, right?
You are.
You know, and even with that, like, I am a Southern Oklahoma Dollar General solid 7, right?
Shut your mouth.
I'm a North Dakota fucking 12. You know what I mean? Like, there's something in the water up there. I don't know what's going
on. You are
on.
Handsome anywhere you go, dummy.
But even with that, it's like one like here, and then 3 days later, you might get another one, you know? And it can be discouraging for sure.
It's overwhelming the other way.
Yeah. Oh, I imagine. I'd like to find a happy balance somewhere, but I don't know what platform to use for that. You know, because if you go to Facebook dating, the assumption is that you want to date, right? Well, I'm not there.
Yeah.
You know? If you go to Bumble, it's the same thing. The assumption is that you want to date. No, not really.
But there are more people on that are putting E&M on there on Bumble. I mean, was noticed.
That's great, but the assumption is still that you want to date.
Okay. I'll
take you on a date. Like, yeah, we can go out. I'll buy you dinner and I'll buy you drinks and we can have a good date.
There isn't a relationship. Yeah.
But I don't want to date.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, you know, the problem is that Tinder is the only one right now with the expectation of this is a hookup, right?
But still, you got some fools on there that are monogamous and this and that.
I'm looking for my forever.
Oh my God. Did you even read the category?
Yeah. Did you even read the category or did you read the app description or talk to anybody that has even used this app any time in the past?
Yeah.
Like, come on now. I'm looking for my forever. No, you're not. You're looking to get yourself fucked silly and then go on about your day. Like, come on. So we've talked a little bit about a person in the lifestyle dating someone outside, but let's talk about the other perspective, right? As someone not in the lifestyle coming in, how do we tell them to kind of handle themselves, or what advice do we give them?
What advice would you give? Let me hear what you
would say. So the advice that I would give is just to not think that it's this giant beast that you've got to tackle, right? The lifestyle is not something that is for everybody, right? Now,
it really isn't. And that's not being mean.
Yeah,
it just isn't.
But the thing is, the people in the lifestyle are still just that. They're people, right? So
correct.
Even if the lifestyle is not for you, but you're super interested in this person in the lifestyle, you can still talk to them and say, hey, I'm really interested in you, but I'm just not interested in participating in the lifestyle. Right. And if you guys have that conversation and you can come to an agreement, great.
I mean, and I know a handful of people that have something like that.
Yeah. And that's totally fine. As long as the agreement is made
and it's,
you know, and as long as
all
everyone is consenting and the agreement is made, then yeah, great. Work it out. However you can.
Yes.
Right. So the advice that I have is it's not this giant beast that you've got to conquer. Right. And even if you are interested in it and you're interested in this person, you're interested in the lifestyle that they live, and you want to kind of try to experience that, don't be scared, right? Because it's not this big, scary thing where you're going to walk into a club and just get, you know, all kinds of dick in your face. That's not how it works, right? It's kind of how it works. But
no, you got to go behind the curtain for that.
The thing you got to realize is that people in the lifestyle are just people, right? We're all people with all sorts of different ideals and likes and dislikes and things like that. And we're all individual people.
And even though we might be in a different lifestyle or have a kink or say a kink, we're still just normal people.
Yeah.
Like, regular conversations can be had. It does not have to be BDSM talk 24/7 or, you know, whatever like that.
Like I said, for that, hit up my DMs. We can talk. But no, I mean, it's not this big, scary thing that you've got to beat. It's something that you'll find you're a lot more welcome than you think you are, right? Even if you don't want to participate, you're a lot more welcome than you think you are, because we are just people. And generally, I will say that 98% of the people I've met since we started in this,
I was just thinking,
they're good people that are going to welcome you with open arms, even if you're not in the lifestyle.
That, like,
they're
we're
still
cool
gonna,
with our families meeting up. We're going to one this upcoming weekend.
And they're still going to say, hey, come on. If we're at a cookout, you got a plate. Come eat.
Yeah.
If we're at
that's
any
who we
kinda,
are. That's who we try to be.
Exactly. It's welcoming, friendly people. So don't be scared of the people in it. And don't think that it's this thing that you have to compete with, right? Because it's not. You know, if you're interested in somebody and you don't want to participate in the lifestyle, just talk to them about it, and maybe y'all work it out where you come to an agreement, or maybe not, and maybe that person wasn't for you. You know what I mean? Because you can't
force it.
with that, you also can't expect somebody to change their entire life mm-hmm. for you. And that's the reason it's called a lifestyle is because that's what it is. It's your life, right? Yep. Correct. It's not just about what goes on in the bedroom. It's not just about, having two or more romantic partners. It's the way that you live your life and the way that you carry yourself. So you can't expect somebody to change their life, but you can talk to somebody and come to some sort of an agreement and work things out where you can still have
this person. Yeah, correct.
Exactly. So that's the advice I would give, is that it's not this giant beast. It's not this scary monster that you have to defeat. It's people. Now your turn.
Repeat.
I was about to throw up, so that's why I'm trying to get you.
Oh,
to
talk my bad.
Say words.
My bad.
When I say your turn, that means you talk.
I know. I was trying to remember what the actual question was, because I'm just ruminating on what you just said, and I'm like, huh, yeah.
As someone who is not in the lifestyle, looking to date someone in the lifestyle, what advice would you give them?
Okay. I mean, the biggest thing is always being upfront and honest mm-hmm. about who you are. So being yourself.
Yeah. Don't play a character.
Yeah, correct. Don't play a character. I want to say, like, be fluid. And what I mean by that is just you need, if you're going to be successful in that kind of, and dipping your toes into this kind of lifestyle, well, into a polyamory, is that what you're kind of asking? Like, okay. I'm losing my train of thought. I'm so sorry. I'm high.
Be fluid.
Oh, yes. Because things are going to change. We have to remain fluid in our relationship and where we're at. And there are sometimes where we have to come back to each other mm-hmm. and either rediscuss a boundary or put up a boundary or say, you know what?
I mean, hell, just the other day, we found one
yeah.
that we didn't know was a boundary that's a boundary.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
Know? And
we talked about it. I mean, and that's, I know I was salty for a little while, but then when I was able to finally look and be like, this is why. Yeah. And then that's when I came in and I was like, hey, I'm done. It's over. I knew it wasn't an intentional thing or whatever. We're good. And I could see you visibly relax because I knew I had been quiet that day. I mean, that, and it's not even the same blah day we were talking about. That was a whole different scenario. But, yeah.
It, remain fluid, expect things to change. And, you know, when they do, don't fight it. You know, things change. The boundary that we just set up, that could end up being a boundary forever, or it could not be a boundary by this time next year, you know?
Or it could be person to person, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's, things change. Just expect that, you know, and that's life in general. You know, that's not even just lifestyle or anything. That's life in general. Things change. And this is good life advice, is times and things change. You have to be willing to change with them or you'll be left behind. Right. So, you know, I see a lot of people that are against, like, technology, and they're against, you know, using, and especially, like, the field that I'm in, I have a lot of truck drivers that I have to deal with, or CDL drivers, mm-hmm. and they're wholly against these electronic logs. Like, they hate them, right? Well, I'm looking at it as, hey, yeah, it's kind of a pain in the ass, but it's a lot less paperwork that you have to do, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, just use it, you know, and actually, at the end of the day, if the person signing your check says you have to do this, guess what? You're doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So be willing to change with the times. Be willing to change with technology. Be willing to change with the rules of your relationship. Be willing to change with whatever.
If you want to be.
If you want to be what?
In the relationship thing. I mean, not some people, that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, monogamous people just being.
I mean, the assumption is that if you're in a relationship, you want to be in a relationship, right?
Yeah, but relationships can mean a different level of things, I think.
Okay. I think we're on two different tracks here.
Okay, so. Maybe. I'm high, so. It totally could be.
All right, so since this is the Christmas episode, I think that by the time this comes out, the next episode will be in 2025.
Happy New Year!
So we will consider this our Christmas episode and our New Year's episode as well. It's going to fall right smack dab in the middle of them. Cool. So I want to hear some of
That's where I'd like to be.
Yeah. I want to hear some of your favorite things from 2025. I want to hear at least...
From 2024?
2024, yeah. At least three of them.
At least three things.
Your favorite memories from 2024.
Okay, one of them being the cruise we took this year. We've taken several cruises. We've always had a great time. We love getting to go with friends and family, but this time it was all grown-ups. I sound like a child when I say that. It was an adult only.
It was all grown-ups. It was super fun.
It was super fun. I had so much fun with all of them. There were 20 of us, right? Mm-hmm. And all of us being in the lifestyle, various dynamics or whatever. Mm-hmm. But 20 of us just being us. Like, yeah. You know, who we are individually. And how Cody mentioned I don't want to say how much more genuine people in the lifestyle are. I'm not trying to say it like that, but the people we've connected with and their true genuineness, yeah. Like that's
real genuine.
Yes. People. I mean, and that they're quality people and yeah. they're people that feed your soul, not just like take or whatever. Yeah. So we're always filling each other's cups. And it's just so cool to have that in a lifestyle that's not explicitly sexual or yeah. inherently sexual, you know?
Yeah.
So there you go. So there's cruise. You pick one.
So mine was the cruise as well, but more specifically, I think it was the first night of the cruise.
Okay.
And there are several nights on the cruise that I have very fond memories of, but one is just because of our people that I want to bring this up, and it's to show you how genuine they actually are. The first night of the cruise, there were several people in this group that we hadn't met yet, right?
Yeah.
So one of them, we like to call Mama Kim.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to dinner, and we were all up talking to some of the group, introducing ourselves, you know, kind of getting to know everybody, and we decided we all wanted to go to dinner together. Well, Mama Kim just adds us to their group that they had already put together through Carnival,
mm-hmm.
added us to the group, had us all, you know, in with their reservation and yes. everything like that, completely just took us in and said, okay, this is where we're going to dinner. This is what time you need to be there, and we'll see you there. And it was like, holy crap, we just met these people.
Like, we're a part of this.
They're taking care of us. You know what I mean? We're their people just like they're ours now.
But also, Cody and I realizing, holy crap, there are people like us that can do this, because we've always kind of been those people in our groups, you yeah. know, that... We love being the planners because we do like, I mean, Cody
Not
probably.
Me. I fucking hate being the planner.
Okay, maybe I'm like a little type A, but getting to share the load with other friends and other.
I got a load you can share.
Oh my gosh. getting to share that with everybody or, you know, with different people. It's just, it's so heartwarming.
Yeah.
That's corny, but that's yeah. what it is.
It is. I mean, and it made me smile real big. That whole cruise though was just a blast. Heather and I did some sexy
Mama
Kim.
Shout out to her again for like even yeah. Tally.
Mama
I mean,
Kim
just loving
Scott,
on
I mean,
her.
Yeah, just the way that they welcomed everybody we were with, not even just us, it's everybody we were with, just with open arms. It was awesome. But that cruise was absolutely amazing. You know, Heather and I did some really fun, sexy things that we've been wanting to do for a while. I definitely
got to see some really cool. We got to play with freaking sloths.
Yeah. I got to cross some things off the bucket list for sure. So.
Oh, you're being sexy. I'm yeah. just
that was a good one though. That was definitely like top five for sure. So, all right, what is your next one?
I'm trying to think. We've done so many. We do so many things, and I love our life. You know, mm-hmm. like and you limited it to three, so I'm just trying to.
So another really positive one that happened for me was. Yeah. And it's a really good memory. I had been transferred to Texas with Ranger for a little while, and I loved getting to go back down there, but I was kind of miserable the whole time I was down there because it's not the type of work that I want to be doing. I wasn't making any money. It was fucking stupid. I mean, there was one time I was on location for 46 hours straight, you know, and it was just fucking miserable. And so the day that I got the call to transfer back up to North Dakota and do the kind of work that I like doing, that was a good day, and I will remember that because I was out working on the lawnmower. I was cussing it, and then Heather came out, and she was right there with me when I got the phone call, and yeah. I was able to tell her, hey, I just got transferred back up here. I'm going to start making some more money, and I'm really, really excited. And that was a good memory for sure. I like that.
Okay. I've got one. The the Sooner Swing event we went to. That was a big fun event for us.
That was going to be my next one.
Oh, yeah. Was it? Mm-hmm. Brainwave. No, I'm scrolling my photo albums, guys, because I'm like, oh my gosh, my brain does not remember this. What did we do? Yes, getting to see, well, just camping. I mean, I love, do you remember how we did that so often with our mm-hmm. college group? Ugh, I just, so it made me think of that. That was reminiscent of that.
Now, saying that, next year we are getting an RV.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 100%. Or, yeah, staying with somebody. Yeah. Yep. Agreed. it was fun being out there, getting to see everybody just being themselves, and whether that be all the way naked, halfway naked, mm-hmm. or all the way clothed, you know, it was just, that was a really good time. And we got to finally got to meet some people in real life that we've been talking to on Facebook or wherever we've met. So that's a highlight for me.
Yeah, same for me. That's going to be my last one is the Sooner Swing. And I've got so many more good memories from this year, you know. But that Sooner Swing was a ton of fun. You know, and that was one where Heather and I actually had a discussion at Sooner Swing that maybe wouldn't have been so fun. But it did help us build, and that's another reason why that's one of my favorite memories, is that we were able to sit down and actually talk and discover.
It took some time.
Yeah, but we were able to sit and talk to each other and discover, like, hey, this is how we need to communicate these things. This is how we need to move forward, and it was really good for us. So, in the event itself, of course, I love seeing naked people. You know, it's fun for me. But along with that is us learning, you know, even deeper how to communicate with each other. That was definitely a good memory.
Yeah. That's a big part of all of this is my favorite part is that we keep growing in communication.
Yeah.
And we keep getting into the harder discussions or the yucky ones because we know we've got to do it to make it work if we want it to last. And even though I'm slower on the uptake than you, I really appreciate your patience and the reassurance you give me when I need it.
There are times where I need patience and reassurance, and you give it to me. So I'd be a fool not to give you the same, right? And vice versa. You know, we have to remember that in any relationship that we're dealing with, when talking with anybody. We expect people to be kind of patient and understanding with us with anything. So we need to expect the same out of other people, you know?
Yes. My last one.
Give it to me.
I'll just say, staying in the realm of where I've been at with friends and stuff. Okay, the last karma party I got to go to.
Yeah,
that was so much. You didn't get to come, so that was sad. But it ended up being a girls. Well, for me, it was a girls' night. Had my hospice there and the Claybornes, and I mean, just it was so much. Landers, my Mary girl and her husband, just so much fun. Yeah. And like looking back, that's why I stopped and I was giggling, not at you, but at these pictures, because me and Miss Hospice and our drunk behinds are like twerking or trying to twerk in front of,
I would have loved to see that,
the camera. And we are cracking ourselves up because we know how white girl we look. And you know, I mean, like, look at that. Y'all can't see it, but I am losing it. The cackles that you hear in this, that plus like whatever you think, like just pure joy is. Yeah. Those, it is quality people. I love getting to go up there. I love getting to be in that space and recharge.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we karma, just, karma and the people up there, that was it. That's my,
we like being good around takeaway. Quality, genuine people.
Yeah. Just be real.
Yeah. That I think helps refill our batteries a little bit for sure.
Definitely.
So I've got a bunch more, you know, our son shot his first deer this year. You know, the memory of him calling to tell me about that will be one that I will forever hold on to. I've had so many more.
Kylie getting to do the Girl Scout thing for the more town meeting thing or whatever. Yeah.
Well, even, you know, her getting to lead the ceremony.
Oh, yes. She was so proud. She did so good.
So, I mean, there's just so many. And the reason that I want to go over positive memories is we have a tendency as people to look at the negative, right? And to focus on the negative. And one thing you hear every year at the end of the year is, man, this has been a hell of a year. This has sucked. You know, this 2024 can kiss my ass. I'm ready for 2025. Your year will be what you make it. And your memories will be what you make them. So if you only focus on how negative this year was, and you only focus on how bad it was and how bad you hurt and all of this stuff, then that's all you're going to remember. If you focus on the positive and say, hey, this was a good fucking year, regardless of what else I went through, I was in some low fucking spots this year.
Yeah.
And I will admit that. I was in some really fucking dark, low spots. But it's been a good year. Because I've got all of these positive things that I can look back on. And I know I was fucking smiling in those times.
Yeah.
Those were good days.
Yeah.
And I had way more good days than I ever had bad. So that means that this was a good year. And that means that next year is going to be a good year too.
Yep.
So your memories and your year is what you make of it, right? So if you're looking back and you're thinking, man, this has just been a shit year. This has fucking sucked. I can't wait for next year. I've got bad news for you. Next year is going to be the same way if you keep looking at it like that.
Yeah.
You have to look at things in the way that you want to see them.
Well, it's annoying that, you know, sometimes, because normally I'm the silver lining, you know, reminding everybody, oh, there's your silver lining. Mm-hmm. And now I am tag teaming that because I need help finding the silver linings. But it's annoying to have, oh my God, I'm losing my train of thought. What was the last thing you said?
That your year is your memories are what you make them.
Oh yes, okay. It was just a bad day. The car's all messed up. Not having it. You being in North Dakota. All these things, and I was just like, oh my. I mean, just venting to someone, and I was like, this year has sucked. I mean, I was just. I mean, breakdown. You know, like mm-hmm. everything was just wrong that day, and it was a very annoying, sharp. No, it's not, and it's annoying. No, it's not sharp kind of tone you'll use with me when you're when I get into a wallow and you're, I don't know, just the no, because this happened. And I'm like, I don't need two of you.
Well, and one thing that, you know, is good, though, is that you have that. And we need that. We need those people that will pull us out, because wallowing in self-pity does nothing for anybody.
Yeah.
It's not good for you, you know, and...
And I felt better. I mean, like, I felt 10 times better after I got over it, you know?
But if you have people that will allow you to just sit there and wallow in despair and just say how bad things are, and those people don't remind you how good things are, you need new people.
Yeah.
We have to have that in our life, people able to pull us out and say, hey... Wake the fuck up and look at what you're actually looking at, right?
Here's a resolution for me. You were like, you don't make resolutions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am that person for mm-hmm. people. I do not expect that from others, though. I need to be more vulnerable with the people that I do trust.
Yeah.
So I need to work on that. That's a goal this year is...
Being more vulnerable with people you
trust? With the people I trust and love, yeah.
I like that. That's a very good one.
Yeah. I don't know. What you said was resonating, and I had to, like, pipe in, because you were going to ask me later anyway, and I wouldn't have known then.
That's a good one, baby. Well, we can move right into that. You know, so...
I was like, don't ask me again.
we're ending 2024 on a positive note.
Yes.
You know, this has been a good year, regardless of how much we've struggled, how much we've fought, how much we've hurt.
Mm.
24 has been a good year.
Yeah.
And fuck the brain boys that say otherwise. Yep. Because there were more days that you were smiling than days you were not in Correct. This year. So hold on to that.
Yep.
You know?
And even on the days that I wasn't smiling, it wasn't all day that I wasn't smiling. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Now for 2025, how are we going to improve that? Right? What goals are we setting? What things are we going to do with ourselves to try to improve that? And mine... I set a goal last year of I wanted to hit 225 on bench press. That was like my one New Year's resolution last year. Was I want to hit 225 on bench press. I did it, right? Now, in the same vein of self-work, I want to be able to hit 225 for 10 reps by the end of the year, and I think I'm going to get there, mm-hmm. right? I'm going to take it slow. I don't want to hurt myself, but I think I'm going to get there. I also want to be more communicative with my friends and people that I'm interested in, right? I want to be able to, because I talk to you, I never stop talking to you.
Yeah. Right?
But there are people that I'll just go radio silent with for days at a time. Yeah. I don't want to do that anymore. And I've been doing really good with Snapchat.
You still need to take care of yourself too.
Yeah. But I do want to be able to at least open those messages and react to them or okay. whatever I need to do to let people know, hey, I'm still here.
I'm even still, if it is to just say, like, hey, I'm not in a brain space to do this, but
yeah. Yeah, or I'm
thanks for the boobs or I'm what, you know,
I'm
like
having a real bad day. Those just made it better.
Exactly. I mean? Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are things that I can do for that, but that's my two. That's the two big ones I want to work on. I want to hit 225 for 10 reps by the end of the year. And then I also want to go through the entire year being more communicative with all of my friends and people that I'm interested in. So, because there's been some that have fallen off just because I stopped talking.
Yeah, you know.
What I mean? So, you can't do that anymore.
I know. You make it hard to be your wingman sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But, all right. Well, I think we'll probably end it there. We're getting pretty close to time. Do you have anything else you want to leave our lovely listeners with?
God, I hate when you put me on the spot. Like,
I do it every episode.
I know, and it panics. Like, you don't.
You
like
should be expecting it by now.
Do you know, like, when you're falling asleep?
I think this is going to be episode 10. How are you?
Do
still
you know
not
when you're falling asleep, but you like jerk yourself awake? That's what my belly is doing every time. You're like, Heather, direct question.
Okay, so I'm not going to ask her questions anymore. Here we go. So what I want you to do, like I said, this is our Christmas and New Year's episode. So, listeners, I want you guys to really hold on to what I said. Your memories are what you make them, and your year is what you make it. Hell, your day is what you make it, right? Mm-hmm. So, don't let the negative outweigh the positive.
Find your silver linings.
Yes. Hold on to your silver linings. Hold on to what makes you smile, and you fucking write it.
And accept, you know, others reminding you to find your silver linings.
Yeah.
In ways, like, okay, there you go. So, me being more vulnerable and me being less emotionally defensive.
That's a good one.
Because I know, well, I don't know. I mean, it's just now hitting me, like as I'm sitting here, that there are different times that I know I've reacted defensively off the bat. Mm. And for some reason, for some people, there's no reason that I've ever been given the need to do that.
Yeah.
But it's still my reaction. So,
that's
there you
good
go.
One. But so, you know, we're going to be starting out 2025 here in, I think it'll be like 4 days after this one airs. So just remember, you know, don't look back on 24 with only negative thoughts, and look forward to 2025 with positivity, because we're only carrying positivity into 25 and into every year beyond that, right? The world is a shit show anyways. We don't need to add to it by only thinking negatively about ourselves and our lives and the things around us. So
be kind.
Be
kind.
Especially to yourself. And with that, love yourselves, because we love you. Okay, thanks. Bye.